never said that I would give you silver or gold, or that you would never feel the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you'd never walk through this world alone. And I did say, don't make this world your home. I never said that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there by your side. And I did say I'll always help you fight. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. I never said that friends would never turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. I didn't say you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say I'll dry every tear you've cried. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I've prepared a place, and someday sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face. And you'll sing with the angels and a countless multitude. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. Don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can't separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. Promise I've made to you.
Thank you for that song. And I accept it. Accept the promise of God. So happy to be with you folks today. And I want to show a little bit from India Gospel Outreach. I know you have been supporting that a lot longer than I have. And I just had a few things, a few pictures. I want to see how it's grown since Valison started. The church went on for years before Valison got going over here, but he started here in 1984, and I just want to show you a few pictures of what God is doing there. So if we can get that to come on the screen, can we? The view of Indian Gospel Outreach is to plant a church in every zip code. 28,000 zip codes, well, they're plus now, they've added some. But we've got churches in over 10,000 of them now. So praise God. God's doing a good work. And I want you to think we're part of that. Sometimes we get too far away, we forget that. But your giving and your praying has done a great thing there. So just go quickly here if we can. $1.36 billion people, one out of every six person in the world lives in India. Go ahead. I already mentioned that, 28,000 postal codes, over 28,000 now. But Kerala is where we have our main seminary and college. Go ahead. That's the main building, the administration building. We got all the, and just click through that fairly fast, you'll see. There's the chapel, and there's the whole setup of the south. That was nothing but a rubber plantation a few years ago. We had the one building in Kerala, and now we've got all those. And I will say this about that. The government come and took our dormitory space. So they've had it for a year now, quarantining people that come back from the oil patch, from the oil fields with COVID. Punjab, we've got the new call. Well, it isn't new now, but it's new for Punjabis. They've got a church in every zip code in Punjab now. Praise God. And this is a school, a slum school we've got there in Lidiana. It used to be above a dairy barn, but now we've got our own building. Hallelujah. Cute little fellas. West Bengal, the tea country, Darjeeling. This is the new building we've got. This is the street level up top, and it's right on the hillside, so you'll see that's the other side of the building, and God has blessed them. They've done a terrific work up there amongst those people. I think we got three or four churches up there besides that, and it's been tough up there. I mean, that's been a war zone for several months prior. Mizoram is a marvelous place, 98% Christian in Mizoram. Nobody would have thought of that in India, but that. A Presbyterian missionary came there years ago. This is a building. We haven't got it finished. Well, I suppose it's finished now, but it wasn't then. But God's doing a great work there. Valison said you could leave your wallet laying on the street and nobody would take it and measure it. Odisha is a real tough state, and we've got groundwork, and we got a fairly good substantial gift a while back, and we're hoping to start a new building there also. And buildings are so important, because if you don't have buildings, what happens is the Hindus get upset with and they kick you out and or raise the rent. And up in Punjab, they moved 8 times in 9 years, moved the whole Bible school from quarter to quarter. Bicycles, they're Valisons, giving some bicycles to the folks in Odisha. And we have this work amongst the girls. A tragic story, if you know, in India they take the girls and sell them to the temples at age 12, and they're just temple prostitutes, and it's just awful. So So keep with us. We've got some literature at the back here. Just a quick run through so that, I don't know. I mean, does that bother? It's getting, can I do that? Pick up some of our letters. If you don't get them, we'd like you to have one so you get one every month and see what's going on. And we've got some cards there. You can just click them and say, I want to get the mailing list. Doesn't cost you anything. You can get one of these every month and keep up with what's going on because they depend on us. We had 34 people. They had 34 people in the Bible school when Valison started India Gospel Outreach, and now we've got several hundred down in Kerala, plus we've got three colleges and 13 two-year Bible schools scattered throughout India. So, and God's doing great work. We were planting a church every 3 days or better before COVID hit. And when we say planting a church, we're having at least 30 baptized people to make a church. And so it's a significant work, and you're a part of that. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Woo! Just get loud and happy because God is doing good works, and you're part of it. And I know we don't feel part of it. We just gave a little. We just prayed a little. That's what we all do. But together, you see what's happened in India, and they have just grown like mad. And it's wonderful. We got over 14,000 churches, I think. And God has just heard from Valison the other day, and he said that he's getting reports, I think, from four or five states, 100 people a month being baptized in each of those states yet, even with all the COVID going on. That's hardly dare say those things in America because it sounds so wild, but it's really true. I would like to share, if you have any questions, I'll talk to you afterwards, but I'd like to share a word with you this morning and that just has thrilled my own soul, and I trust it'll be a blessing to you folks. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you will, please. Second Corinthians chapter 4. And I'll start at the fourth verse there. Verse 3, actually. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Now listen to verse 6. This just thrills me. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And as you think about that, folks, when God was in creation, he said, let there be light. And there was light. Now when he comes to the new creation, he comes to you, every one of you that are born again of the Spirit of God. This happened to you, whether we realized it or not. And I didn't realize it when I got saved. But looking back, it's more wonderful things happened when I got converted than I knew. And the same is true of you, I'm sure. God came. Light that shined out of darkness. God said, let there be light. And in our soul came light and understanding. It just came in. We got understanding of spiritual things. We got repentance. You didn't have that. You didn't have faith either. I'm amazed at myself when, after I was converted, I didn't have a doubt that God forgave me. You know, this wicked young person, drunken, womanizing, self-centered person, and you just... In fact, I wrote home to Mom the next morning. I got a letter after Mom died, we picked up some letters she had, and I said, Mom, will you send the Bible that Grandma gave me when I was a little guy? Because I got saved last night, and I feel so clean. Wow! You talk about the light of God coming, booming into a heart, and opening up and just blessing and experiencing what my head didn't know about the doctrine of the blood of Christ for a long time afterwards. My head caught up to me, and it's still catching up. This wonderful thing that the light of the Creator that came and shined into our hearts. And folks, dwell on this, will you? The glory of God. The glory of God. When we first saw, you remember when the shepherds were out there in the field by Jerusalem, by Bethlehem? And the angel of the Lord came, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them, don't be afraid, because I bring good tidings of great joy. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, that is Christ the Lord, for the whole world. God came down, and the glory... I want to tell you, I don't know what all the glory of God is. You know, I've heard of some crazy stuff in our world where gold dust came down. That doesn't impress me. The glory of God came. When the glory of God came into your heart and my heart, we got assurance of faith in Jesus Christ, assurance of forgiveness. The glory of God came and just changed our whole view of things. One guy said even the chicken sounded better the next morning. Well, it was a lot more than that for me. Man, it was just glorious. And God has given us the glory. And what I'd like us to see is that the glory and the mundane are so closely knit together. You know, that sometimes we tend to forget the glory. We want to look. I want us to look at the glory that God has put in your life, the stability, the faith, the joy, the peace that God has brought in. When right after this, in go back to 2 Corinthians here, where he says, who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And they said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And then he gives a list, and I want to see the mundane with the miraculous, will you, as we go through this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. God's going to get the glory. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. The wonder of it, folks. But I want to encourage us today. It's a discipline to behold the glory when we start going through the tough times. And the devil will play with your mind. But I want to give you, and you know it so well, but Ephesians 6:16 says that we can, above all, he gives all the armor of God. And it's all important. But he said, above all, the shield of faith wherewith you can quench all. How much is all? All, isn't it? You can quench all the fiery darts. When the devil says something, we can just click it off. It was such a thrill to me when I found that out. And I'd been a preacher for eight years. Fighting the devil. Every time he'd start tempting me, I'd start working on the temptation. Well, that doesn't work. You look to Jesus. He's the deliverer. Above all, taking the shield of faith where he can quench every fiery dart. You can have temptation, and you will have temptation, but you don't need to have participation, okay? Hallelujah. We're free from sin. Did you read it in the Word? It is the Word of the living God. This is the glory of God. When we think of glory, you know, sometimes we think, you know, like the disciples, when they came back, they'd been preaching, and people were healed, and demons were cast out, and they come back, they were just bouncing. Oh, they were just thrilled. And Jesus said, don't rejoice in this. What do you mean, Jesus? I mean, when people get healed of cancer, we're shouting, aren't we? And that's okay. But Jesus said, so much bigger is this, that your name is written in heaven. The glory. You've got the glory all the time, folks. And only the enemy can take it from our mind. Man, this is a hallelujah streak. Yes, there's tough times, folks. I haven't gone through any, but many of you have. You know, we've had some conflicts with the enemy, but, you know, God is the victory. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it's such a marvelous thing that God has come to us and you have this treasure. You have this treasure. God alive in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Can you say amen? Or oh me? Folks, if you don't get a hold of that, I mean, get a hold of it. I love what Paul says in Romans 6, knowing this, knowing, we know it. We're so dead sure that we've been killed, we've been crucified, we're dead in Christ. We know that, but you've got to know it, or faith fails when the fight gets on. And God said, oh, I love this. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on the glory, folks. Lay hold on the glory. Isn't that glorious? All of us, we got it. God gave it to us when we isn't it marvelous? We just simply said, Jesus, I don't know what you prayed. I prayed, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me for Jesus' sake. And whammo! The joy of the Lord flooded my soul. I prayed it three times, to tell you the truth. I didn't know what else to pray. But my uncle had told me when I was just a young fellow, about 10 years old, he said, if you ever want to get saved, just pray, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me for Jesus' sake. And whammo, did it ever work? Wow. God, the light that shined out of darkness, shined in my heart and gave light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you to flip back to the third chapter of 2 Corinthians. It's an interesting thing where God's talking, and just stay with me through this. He's talking about their ministry. But he said, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth light. But if the manifestation of death, he's talking about Moses now, but the manifestation of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of and countenance which the glory was to be done away. You know, when Moses came down, you all know the story, and his face was so shiny he had to cover it up because they couldn't stand it. But he says, listen, if that was so glorious that they couldn't look at it, listen now, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? You read in Hebrews where it said, the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. This great thing of Moses, as great as he was, and the reality of his face really beaming so that people couldn't look at it, this says, that's really nothing compared to what you've got. Woo! Does that do something in you? When you realize that God We read about Moses and we see the tremendous thing that God did when he spoke from the mountain and when he gave the Ten Commandments written with his own hand on stone. And it was it's a marvelous thing. But Paul says, this thing is much greater that God has written in our hearts and the glory has come. And in fact, he says, for even that which was made glorious, verse 10, had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. He says there's nothing to that. Now, we know there was something to that, but by comparison to what you have, are you with me? Does it bubble in your heart? I mean, this is glorious that God has given to us the glory of God. He did this. It isn't something we did. I had no idea. I thought Christianity was a little tough thing. I had a wrong picture of it. And man, when Jesus came into my life, I've been happy ever since. And after I found out what Romans 6 said, I've been thrilled all the time. And the devil hasn't been able to get, because we can stop him. Yes. We have trials. Yes, there's tests. But every test is a chance to glorify God, people. Because you've got the glory. You've got the light of God in you. Shout and jump a little bit. You know, when we talk about praising God, sometimes it's pretty mealy-mouthed. The Bible talks about shouting. Now, I know you say, well, you're just different. Well, yeah, I know I'm different. But God wants us. God wants us to be expressive. Praise the Lord. I haven't got time this morning, but if you'll go to Psalm 149 this afternoon when you get reading some devotions, read Psalm 149. It gets down there and says, with the high praises of God in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and the judgment written. And he gets at the end of that chapter and said, this honor have all his saints. You and me, we've got it. But he says, have the praise of God. Have the mighty, and I tell you, it doesn't hurt to shout. But listen, this is so glorious. And I'm getting ready to land here if I can. Verse 11 says, but if that which is done away with was glorious, how much more which remaineth is glorious. Seeing that we have this hope, we use plainness of speech, not as Moses, and cover our face. But then we get down to the end of the chapter, and I just want you to look at this. Now the Lord is that Spirit. He's talking about the Spirit moving in our hearts and building hearts and so on. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. If we'll just look to Jesus, can you imagine? I mean, I am thrilled with Jesus now, but he says there's more. There's more if we'll look to him. We don't have to have some big guy come and pray for us. This thing is between us and God. And if we'll just look to him, the glory, all the blessing of God, the power of God. I don't know all that's in the glory. I sure don't. But it's marvelous to me what God has, excuse me, what God has done. And then he says, look to Christ. And you'll be changed from one degree of glory to another. It'll get better. They asked me at the Bible school the other day how old I was. I'm 85 years old. And it's getting better all the time, folks. Amen? Amen. And we don't be so afraid that the enemy's going to come and clobber you and your testimony won't be so good. God is good. We sang it. And God wants us to walk in the joy and the peace and realize that you have the glory. You have the glory. We have this treasure. in earthen vessels. And the things that come in our life are very normal. We put our pants on one leg at a time, like everybody else. You know, just we live in this world, but we're not of it. We've been translated into His kingdom, where the glory is. Amen. Hallelujah. And just press the battle, folks. By faith. This is a faith thing. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And you got it. When God shined in your heart, you got it. But let's rejoice in it. Let's foster it. And you know what I'm saying? If you don't have faith, if you don't enjoy what God has given and praise and thank God for what God has given, what do you expect? He can't move. The just shall live by faith. It's a faith thing. But God has written it. We've got it. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We just want to give you praise this morning. We thank you that you shined in our hearts. Oh, Father, hallelujah. We praise you that we have the glory. And Lord, I pray that you'd bless us with faith that nothing would dim that, but that we would walk in the glory and live in the presence. And we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you'll take us through anything, like the Apostle Paul said. And Father, he said, he looked at things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, and the things that are not seen are eternal. Thank you, Lord, that we can do as the Apostle Paul did and look at what you have said and believe your word and walk in the new transition in the kingdom of God. I praise you. Bless these dear people. Thank you for their work for India. Thank you for their presence this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.